Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 11th of April. We question and we wonder, and sometimes we doubt.
Lord, help our unbelief.
We learn and we discern, and sometimes we embrace.
Lord, help our unbelief.
We grow and we love, and you call us to follow.
Lord, help our growing belief.
This is the day to believe where we have not seen.
This is the day to embrace what we cannot touch.
This is the day to walk in the light.
This is the day to share signs of peace.
Come, let us worship the Lord of life. God of countless blessing, come to us this day. Come and bless us. Come and lead us into the light. For we come to you to find peace. We come to rediscover joy. We come to believe where we have not seen. We come to touch the glory of everlasting life through the power of your Son. We come to truly live. Amen.
Christ is alive, no longer bound to distant years in Palestine, but saving, healing here and now, and touching every place and time.
Today's first Bible reading is from 1 John chapter 1 and concludes with the second verse of chapter 2. In their entirety, the three Johannine epistles are just 6 pages of the Bible that sits in my desk, yet there is an abundance of spiritual wealth contained within them. Many of the familiar words, phrases, metaphors and themes that we find in John's Gospel are echoed in John's epistles. In today's reading, we have the familiar sayings such as the word of life, the eternal life that was with the Father and revealed to us, God is light. 1 John begins with a profound statement. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The writer or writers hope that those who hear their message will join them in this fellowship of believing. The strongest image in this first chapter of 1 John is the image of God as light, light with no darkness. The point is made that when we sin, we live in darkness, but that God, through Jesus, will forgive everyone who confesses their sin. Indeed, through Jesus' death and resurrection, God takes away the sins of the world. Listen to the words of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 2.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Let us pray. You know us so very well, Christ Jesus. You know our doubts and our questions. And you love us enough to welcome such doubts and questions. You know our disagreements and divisions. And you love us enough to invite us to forgive one another and live in unity. You know the shadows that tempt us, and still you shine your light within us, inviting warmth and welcoming us back to your path of peace and love. Thank you for loving us, for inviting us on the journey of believing. Help us embrace this journey, that we may walk in the light and live in unity together. In your gracious love, we pray. Amen. God is faithful in love and grace, making our confession welcome and cleansing for the soul. Rejoice, we are children of light. Even when we falter, God's love is strong enough to bring us back to the light of forgiveness and grace.
Jesus is risen from the grave. Jesus is risen from the grave. Jesus is risen from the grave. Alleluia. Jesus was seen by Mary. Jesus was seen by Mary. Jesus was
The second reading is from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked in fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
The Gospel writer John invites us to picture the scene on the first two Sunday evenings following the news brought by Mary Magdalene on Easter Sunday that she has seen the Lord. The first is on Easter Sunday itself, and the second a week later. Following Jesus' trial and crucifixion, the disciples are fearful. John asks us to imagine them huddled behind locked doors. On both occasions, Jesus appears to the disciples and offers the gift of peace. Peace be with you, he says. Today's story centres on the fact that one of the disciples, Thomas, wasn't present with the others on Easter Sunday. Jesus had come to the locked room, had stood among them, and had shown them his hands and side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy, writes John. Not until they saw his hands and his side did they rejoice. It's no different for Thomas a week later. Not until Thomas gets to see and touch can he believe. Though the word doubt never actually appears in the story, history has given him the title Doubting Thomas. It could be argued that he doesn't doubt that Jesus could have been resurrected. He simply doubted the other story about last week's appearance. Whatever the reason for his doubts, Thomas wanted to see it with his own eyes. In our reading, the literal translation of Jesus' words to Thomas are, "No more disbelief, believe." The Gospel of John was written with the purpose of encouraging belief. The final words of John 20 highlight that purpose. "These things have been written that you may believe." To believe is an interesting concept. We tend to view the believer as someone who agrees with certain claims and creeds of faith. We identify strong belief as having no questions or doubts. The word John uses for believing is the Greek word pisteo, which means to entrust something to another. At the heart of belief is having an authentic relationship with someone. For the gospel writer John, that person is of course Jesus. Believing is the point of the Thomas story. Thomas isn't sure what to believe, who to trust. Perhaps he's not quite sure if he can be in a relationship with a Jesus he can no longer touch and see. I don't think Thomas is very different from the rest of us. We all want to touch, see, hear, smell and taste before we believe or disbelieve. We have questions that need to be answered before we can be confident to trust another. In some ways, Thomas was the courageous one who wasn't afraid to ask the questions that others are thinking. When Thomas finds the confidence to believe, one of the highest tributes to Jesus contained in the New Testament come from his lips, "My Lord and my God." Following those words of trust and faith, Jesus is the one who asks the question, "Do you believe because you see me?" Before Thomas replies, Jesus interjects, "Happy are those who don't see and yet believe." These are words for you and for me. Peace be with you.
Blessing time. sin of Lord. We want to come believing and cry, my Lord, my God.
Let us pray. God of Christ Jesus, your love does not grow weary, nor does your patience wear thin.
We thank you for understanding how difficult it is for us to always keep the faith in testing situations.
We thank you for going out of your way to get alongside us and giving us the chance to honestly face ourselves.
We thank you for forgiving our mistakes and restoring us to the fellowship of your church.
We thank you for trusting those who have failed you badly with new opportunities and responsibilities.
God of Christ Jesus, your mercies are past numbering and your saving initiatives are never exhausted. Thanks, praise and glory belong to you.
Today we pray for courageous people who maintain their early ideals and those who have surrendered them in 1,000 compromises.
We pray for the quiet, reliable citizens whose firm integrity steadies the community, and for well-meaning but fickle people who let down those who depend on them.
We pray for patient people who work unflustered towards long-term goals, and for the impetuous souls who want instant success.
We pray for those who have served Christ from childhood to old age, and for those who may be in danger of slipping backwards into indifference.
We pray for sick people whose experience deepens their compassion, and for people with good health who may be thoughtless and impatient.
We pray for the bereaved who are courageously trying to put their lives together again, and for those who have never known sorrow, yet expect those who are sad to get over it quickly.
We pray for all who are worried about their future and the future of family members, and for those who have given up hope and cannot find a reason to go on.
Most loving God, to journey with Christ is to live. To fall away is to die. Help us who have prayed for other people to recognize our own weaknesses and to trust your Spirit to supply the kind of help which we most aptly need.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Friend of sinners, marked and crucified. life triumphant, risen now to reign, King of endless ages, Jesus lives again.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.